Afternoon, I'm Amy Drew. A suspicious device has reportedly been found at Southport near Australia Fair. Police have been on the scene for the past hour and have shut off several streets around the shopping centre. Two teenage girls have been arrested and are expected to be charged over the death of teen Kian English, who fell from a Gold Coast balcony last month. While Superintendent Brendan Smith says three men charged with murder last week are now facing additional charges.
Earlier this week, we charged the 3 miles with an offence of torture on both of the victims, so two counts of torture and one count of stealing. And then earlier today, we've arrested two females.
Queensland's on the verge of eradicating COVID-19 with just three active cases remaining across the state. Today, we've recorded no new cases. We've had just one positive test this week, a returning traveller in quarantine. Federal opposition reckons the government's home builder scheme misses the mark. The $688 million package will allow Aussies to access a $25,000 grant for substantial renos and new home builds. They've got to be worth at least $150,000, though.
There's nothing wrong with supporting private housing, but at a time of economic uncertainty, not many people have $150,000 ready to go.
That's leader Anthony Albanese there. And in the US, three officers who helped restrain George Floyd have now been charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder.